real talk, ain't no skittle wigs and glow sticks. All this cash got my pants sagging like some old tits. I guess I'm just a snob like bitches trying to get they nose fixed. But I bet they hear me, every word is pronounced clear enough to keep them bouncing while I'm burning an ounce. Witnesses got gory details in disturbing accounts of how I came into the game and murdered shit unannounced. Yeah, I've been at this shit for like a decade plus, so I could take them to school and get a direct A plus. I keep on hitting the stage so I can collect these funds. They gonna know how hard I grinded when my death day comes. Cause I'm always dropping jewels, I've been doing this since way back. Target and locked in, ain't stopping till I'm in your top 10. Yeah. Started this shit with no plan of attack. I've been through it all and I had to attack. Kicked to the curb and stabbed in the back. Now bitches front rowing and grabbing my sack. I signed to a label that had to be dropped. They shaving a couple of grand from the top. But the wheels keep on turning like hands on a clock. Learn not to let nobody handle my guac. Living in poverty taught me some skills. Slinging CDs just to cover the bills. Rappers can tell me to run for the hills. My shit is original, one in a million. It's only the truth that I'm leaving exposed. Kicking the door if they're keeping it closed. They cool bodies, fakers, and people that pose. They like to show love, then the shit decomposed. And that's how it goes. Through every trial, on top of my game, I've been there for a while. Mask on my face, I don't wear for stop. Put your hands in the air and prepare to get wild. They losing this shit when I'm doing the set. From riding a bus to cruising the jet. Started out as a rookie, but grew to a vet. Smoking this weed, what I do to forget? Just swinging this shit, but I do it correct. Permanent like the tattoo on my neck. My enemies know that the dude is a threat. The dudes that I paint, you can truly respect. Always dropping jewels, I've been doing this since way back.
Everybody that you intended to stick with the business and you weren't just coming in to jack off like everybody does these days, or to make it a lark or make it a hobby or whatever, because back then you could actually make a living at this if you were good at it. And so, yes, you had to pay dues, and whether guys had to get fucking bones broken or whether guys had to get beat up or whether guys had to drive the car for 1,000 miles, I didn't complain.